But we gotta start. Our lab boss, on the eve of the 14th day now, those of you, Yaakov, you ever learned Pesachim in the Bavli? There's no messing in the Yerushalmi. Or means night. No questions asked. There's not going to be any discussion of it whatsoever. Oil and boss are both getting the chametz. On the 14th day of Nisan at night, you check the chametz, lower on air, by the light of a candle. Come up with machlisim, but chametz, any place they don't put chametz, ain't no tzarek b'dika, does not require checking. Ubame amru, what do they say to check? If you're talking about a wine cellar, shtei shuros b'martef, two rows in the cellar, makom shemachlisim b'chametz is a place where they put chametz in. If it's two rows throughout the entire cellar, if you imagine a wine cellar to which you come down from a higher floor, so it's the two upper and outer rows, not two rows throughout the entire thing, but the two upper and outer rows immediately closest to the stairs. Okay? Ksiv. It says, Ushmartem es hamatzos. You should keep the matzos. Because in the essence of this day, or the middle of this day, I took your hosts out of Egypt. Okay, fine. The pasuk continues. Barishon bar basa yom lechodesh barav tochlu matzos v'goymer. On the first month, at the 14th day of the month, in the evening, shreit matzos. Says the Gemara, Manu kayamin. How do we touch up this pasuk? Im la'achilas matzah, if it means eat matzah, kvar ksiv shivas yomim matzos tochelu. Says already 7 days eat matzos. You don't need this pasuk to teach us to eat matzos. V'im lomar shemaslu barbosor, and if it comes to teach you, you're supposed to start eating matzah on the 14th day, that's certainly not true. Even says, you're supposed to eat matzah till the 21st day of Nisan. 7 days, 21 minus 7 means you start on the 15th day. You cannot say that you start on the 14th day. Okay? I tried to stall till you got here. You can ask them, I tried to stall. Yeah. Okay. So it can't be to tell you to eat matzah on the 14th day. Ella, im eino inyan achilas matzah, Rabbi said this drush is not at all in the Bavli. Im eino inyan achilas matzah, if this pasuk is not necessary for achilas matzah, tineu inyan lebir chametz. It teaches us you have to bir chametz. It says in pasuk, for the you should eat matzah on the 14th day. It's not true. So it must not be talking about matzah, it must be talking about eradicate the chametz. So Bir Chametz is here a Doraisa, learned out from this pasuk. Okay? Says more, I should point out Bir Chametz on the 14th day. Of course, even the Bavli holds it to me Doraisa Miyavar Chametz. Bir Chametz on the 14th day. Bedikas and Bir Chametz on the 14th is a Doraisa according to the Yerushalmi. You don't do it earlier. The 12th, the 11th, the 13th. Because Bir Chametz is a Doraisa on the 14th. Okay? V'im lo'y marsh, I'm sorry. Loma lo'or aner. Why by the light of a candle? Amrav shul barav yitzoy nesha aner b'yde koshu. A candle checks koshu. Koshu means very meticulously. Checks every little nook and cranny. Right, as opposed to a torch that you can't take it to any small place. Lama balayla. Why at night? See, again, as I mentioned before you came in, part of my stalling tactic, Yushami doesn't mention anything about or being urta or being nage, just night. Lama balayla. I'm Rabbi Yosef. With shame, b'dika saner, yofel balayla. You can't properly check with a candle except at night. Rabbi Mona Lamar came. Rabbi Mona didn't say this. He said a different reason. Fascinating reason. Ushmaltem esayim hazeh. Concerning this day, the 14th day, it says, Ushmaltem esayim hazeh. You should watch this day. L'doyroseichem chukas olam. For your generations, for all time. Asay, sheyu ayim v'alayim mishumorim. What does that mean? The 14th day of Nisan, the entire day, Shmartem es hayom hazeh, should be preserved chametz rein. Should get rid of chametz as soon as possible. Ushmartem es hayom hazeh means the entire day should be rid of chametz. Fascinating concept. So therefore you make the bdikah at night in order to preserve as much of the day as possible free of chametz. So that's one of the obvious question. Says the Gemara, V'yaschu b'yud gimel. If that's the case, then start the beer on the 13th day. In order to make the entire 14th day, both night and day, mishumar, free of chametz. Says more, theoretically you're right. Af isli kai demar Rabbi Yosi. However, he also holds of Rabbi Yosi that the bedika can only be at night because the candle only checks properly at night. Aye, if that's the case. So v'yaschil or liud gimel. So start. So do the 13th day of night. In other words, if you're tired, you have a drasha d'oraisa. You have to keep the 14th free of chametz. So and you can't do 13th day a day. So do it the night before. Says more. No, if that's the case, it's absurd. In kini yivdok afilim rosh chodesh. Once you have to push it back, you might push it back all the way to rosh chodesh. Elo what? How do we reconcile all the values we're being to bear? Bear year, shmartem es hayom hazeh, and or there's yafel b'dikah night, and doing it as close as possible to Pesach. All those things indicate that we do the 14th day at night to b'dikas chometz. Now the mechamayim, by the way, I want to tell you, we lost Reb Chaim Kanievsky. That's it. He's done. So now all we have is Lieberman, and I have a new sefer, the Shari Toras Eretz Yisrael. Shai Teres Eretz is actually in all of Yerushalmi. It's written by a fellow named Rabbi Rabinowitz, who died in the 1920s. It's put up by his kids. He was a Pashto Baal Bus, lived in Brisk, and went to the Yerushalmi, changing gears hose. So after you guys are finished here, by all means, there's no even after Pesachim. But the truth is now, as we go later, more and more into Shas, I have more and more charot about the way I learned to Zeroyim. I wouldn't do it the same way. If you recall in Zeroyim, I always used all the cheats for him, you know. So it wasn't necessary, and it's taken me much longer to familiarize myself with the other Zeroyim on Shas. In fact, for example, the Aruch HaShulchan has a safe in all of Yerushalmi called Mechamayim. It's in the back of the Gemaras. It's not in the back. I don't know if it's in the back of the big shots. I have the medium-sized shots as well. Oh, it's in the back of your shots. Yeah, the biggest shots it's in the back of. In the back of our little medium-sized shots, it doesn't appear. For some reason, they didn't put it in here. But, what? Mecham, oh, Shalom Yishlein. I don't even have that one. The Mechamayim, though, is the Yerushalmi, The Aruch Shulman's page on the Yerushalmi, and then there are a bunch of other ones which I really noticed just now for the first time. And there's an extensive Mashbiach on Pesachim. But in any event, there's in the back of the Yerushalmi on Pesachim, there's the Ruach, it's not there. The Ruach Zakenim, and as I said, the Mechamayim, and Taros and Sharishayim. So the whole slew of things. They didn't exist on Erevin. For some reason, all these people skipped Erevin. I guess they were afraid of it. But in any event, so there's plenty of stuff in here. For example, the Aruch HaShulchan says, or the Mechamayim says, same person, that from this we see that you have to be mocked in the Bidika as early as possible. On the Naiv Dal. He says, Halacha. He says, since Yerushalmi holds that it's a drasha, Ushmartem Mesayim Azeh, so therefore it means you have to do the Bidika ASAP to get as much of the day of Yudalin Meshumar Min HaChometz as possible. Right, which means a lot of people, you know, they're not ready. They wait till midnight in order to do a bdikas chometz. But you can't do. You're not supposed to do that because much of the day is possible to him mishumar. It's the psukim because they're in connect. If you look at the parasha itself, they're all bunched together. The psukim of the psukim we brought before shmartem esem matzos and shivas and barbasa yom lechodesh. But Bayerim, so they're a bunch together. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a different pasuk. Lel Shemarim Ulei. So yeah, different pasuk altogether. Okay. So it says one further. Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Amar Rav. Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak boy. They ask the question. Ma'aliv dok lo avukas can use a torch. Matzri cholei. What's the question that he has? Neshoran mavliach. Their light is mavliach, and mavliach, the mashbiach says, is the same as mafriach. All those words rhyme. And mafriach means it flickers, literally flies. So since it flickers, it's a question, and he doesn't resolve it. Roshua Rav Yitzchak Daite, Rav Yitzchak follows the line of opinion. Roshua Rav Yitzchak Amar, Vineisha, Ner Yot, Bode Koshu. It's best to use a candle. Because the candle checks the best, it checks the most meticulously. Even though there's no explicit proof for this, there's an illusion this Yerushalayim, the Bavli does bring down. When I want to check Yerushalayim and see how they're doing, I'm going to use candles, posted torches. Beast of Yomer, so someone say, Nishmini Meado, we hear from here, Ner Hashem Nishmat. So Adam Chayfez Kol Chadrei Boten. The candle of God is the neshama of man. With that, he seeks through all the innards of the stomach. Amr Rabbi Yis. Rabbi Yis said, "Masnisa Amr Shibdika Sayon Bedika." I have a mission which tells me that if you miss your dalit at night, you can check during the day. Where do we find that? The Tzin Rabbi Yehuda Amir Boikin Orlar Basar. It says later in the Masechta, you check on the night of the 14th, Ubar Basar Shachris, and in the morning, Ubar Shachris, in the time you eradicate the Chametz. So see, it's possible to check even during the daytime. Obviously, it's B'dievet, right? Lo Sof Tov Rabbi Yehuda, it's not just Rabbi Yehuda, Afilu Rabbanan. In Rabbanan holds with this. Because the thing we learned, in Chachoyim Armim, in Lo Bordak, or Yehuda, if you didn't check the 14th by night, Yivdok, Lubi Yehuda, you check the 14th by day. However, our question is like this. When you check during the day, do you have to use a candle? I don't remember what the Halacha L'Maisa is about that. The person who checks during the day, does he have to use a candle? But we'll see here the Yerushalmi says, Nishmina minado. Let's learn out from here. Ain't boikim lo lor achama lo lor avona. You can't check neither by the light of the sun, nor by the light of the moon. Flow of kohen or light of stars, el or aner, rather by light of the candle. Nichol or elvan of flow of kohen, and say you can't check by the light of the moon or the light of the stars. Obviously, if you're doing it at night, don't use that light. Elo, however, liora chama says don't check by the sun. Chiyesh chama balayla. Is there any a sun at night? So it must be, Adamara must teach us that if you forgot at night, then Afilu b'yom tzarich livdok lor aner. Even during the day, you have to check by candlelight. Lo sof dover bay she'en bo'ora. And those he would tell you about a house where there is no light. Yeah, there obviously you need a candle. El Afilu bay she'esh bo'ora, even a house which has a window, has a light. Afilu b'yom tzarich livdok lor aner. Even there, you need to check by the light of a candle. Okay? No matter why, you need a candle, even during the day. Says Marmivos Afelim. Maushi etzorech lebotkan bitchila loraner. Do you have to, what's aloha? Are you allowed to check the Mavos Afelim? Dark alleyways. Tzorech means here, as Lieberman points out aloud. Are you allowed to check them? L'chatchila in the morning by candlelight. I think that the Mishnah is you're afraid to walk there at night. You don't want to check at night. They're dark alleys. So you want to check it the next day by candlelight during the day. You're allowed to even l'chatchila postpone your checking tomorrow. To be the evidence, obviously it works. But l'chatchila, can you postpone checking till tomorrow? That's the word's question. So it says more, Mileo de Rabbanan Armin Lo. Mileo de Rabbanan Armin, the words of the rabbis were, a candle does not give off the same light in the day that it gives off at night. A candle is brighter at night. Dom Ravuna said, Kad Havinon Arkin when we used to flee, it seems that they used to flee from the tax collectors. They used to have secret tunnels under the Beis Medrash. Here they use the tunnels probably to flee from class. But same idea. They have tunnels under the building. So he says, Ramuna says, Karavinon Arkin, when we used to flee, Bilam Buteso, those tunnels, the Sidur Rabba, the great shul, Sidur Rabba is the great Beis Medrash in Tveria, it seems, Hoyimadlikin Lov Neros. They used to light candles in the tunnels. We saw as you came when the candles would give off dim light, we knew that outside was day. We saw as you came when the candles gave out bright light, we used to know that it was night. So we see that the nature of night allows candles, but I don't know what it is exactly. Maybe
the fact that it's dark, that's why
it's... No, but they want to... Yeah. Atmospherically. Maybe it was less air pressure at night. I don't know. What do we know? Surely we do not claim to know what exactly the atmospheric conditions are, do we? Oh, come on. We're Amorazzi. We don't know anything about science. I don't buy that because it's an observable phenomenon and they weren't stupid.
It's contrast. It's so dark that any kind of light appears brighter than that.
I'm sure there's a scientific explanation of it. I refuse to accept that. That may be true, but he's Chazok Ravuna that he wouldn't have spoken nonsense. You guys are attributing to him either nonsense or mistakes. I have to stay Dalai Lama's away from all you guys. All this may be, but that's how Ravuna said. And I'm convinced that it's possible because I don't know that much about. You know, sound travels further at night. Electric waves, the radio waves travel better at night. What? What's Grant's camera? There's a. Right. So radio waves travel further at night. Maybe light travels better at night. Something, I don't know, something to do with the atmospheric conditions. It's obviously something to do with the atmospheric conditions, right? So I don't buy it. I'm not so sure. I'm more skeptical than you are. Okay? No, because he was a Babylonian. There's got to be some Ravuna of the Bavli, of the Yerushalmi. Normally, Ravuna in the Yerushalmi is called Rav Chuna, I think. So I'm not sure who this is anyway. All right, in any event, this is going like Rav Achaya Bar Zira said, Noach b'knisoso l'teva, the Yerushalmi doesn't let up on this concept. Noach, when he came to Teva, hechnisimo avayim tovim margolios. He brought tovus margolios. He brought with him precious stones and pearls. B'shoah she'okeos, when they were dark, ayodeh she'yom, he knew it was day outside. B'shoah she'mavikos, when they would be bright, ayodeh she'layel, he knew it was night outside. So again, light is brighter at night. Lama, why do you have to know this? Who cares? He didn't have to dive in. What does he have to do? What does he care? Yesh chai ochels b'yom, yesh chai ochels b'yom. It's got to know, you know, feeding habits. There's some which are nocturnal, some which are, day animals. Okay? Vok siv tzor ta'asel la'teva. It doesn't say make a window for the teva. The Yerushalmi learns that tzor is a window. So it says make a window. K'mad amar loshim shum azolos b'yishnas amabu. This opinion is saying that tzor is either not a window, it's the precious stones, or the window wasn't serviceable. Why was that? Because the year of the Mabul, the constellations did not serve in the heavens. Obviously, it means they weren't visible, right? And that includes also the sun. So therefore, they couldn't tell the difference between night and day if not for this precious stone. No, the air includes the sun. His madam has also shimshu, and like him, you can also say the sun wasn't mishamish. He said if it's to be something else, and we're extrapolating from that to our kids. Okay? Says more Rabbi Yirmi boy, batik nesilsu batim midroshois. Mao shu tzrichim b'diko. The batik nesil batim medrash, do they require b'diko? Now, in the good old days, as you probably know, there's no coffee. So people weren't drinking coffee in the base class of the base medrash. Shilas, they need b'diko at all. You know, are people eating there? They need b'diko, right? So says the Gemara, what's the shayla? What's the shayla? She came machdis l'sham shabasar or shechadoshim. Shalas should have said mashchodesh. They bring chametz in. It's another gear so that instead of shabasas avrios, but I'm not going to get into it. It's strange gear so. But now even so says more type sheitolay. That's case so it's pashut. Of course a chay b'dika. It shalas should have said tzudas mashchodesh and true. Of course a chay b'dika. Says the Gemara. No, Achinu Tzricho Lei. This is really the way I meant to ask. Hov Aron Meruva, since they got a lot of light, Mao Shia Tzorech L'Bdoika B'Tchila B'Yoim L'Ranir. Can I hear Tzorech means, again, can I? May or may I? May I check them during the day by candlelight, or do I still have to check them at night? Okay? Of course, the Gemara doesn't answer. It's not the type of question you should show me ever answers. Rabbi Yossi, boy. Rabbi Yossi asked. Chatzim shibushlaim shaychlim shem chalois todor kikei nazir. The chatzim shlaim where the Kohanim ate chametz of korbanos, such as the chalos of the toida and the rikikim of the nazir. Ma'al shitzirim dikak du must be checked. Belokach, so says more, I don't understand. What do you mean they have to be checked? They're checked anyway. Belokach eim dikos mina noisar. They're checked constantly because we want to make sure there's no noisar. Because these are all kachim, there's a limited amount of time to eat. So you can't see the chapter for nicer. So what's your shiloh? So says more, a very interesting answer. A for creativity. Yeva kadon tana. Goes like this tana. Rabbi Schaya chasnid Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Schaya, the son of Rabbi Levi said, nido chofebis visarekas. A woman who's nido goes to the mikvah, she's got a shampoo her hair and comb it before she takes a dip. Kohenes ain't a chofefes for sorekas. How often did a wife of a Kohen have to go to the mikvah? Take a wild guess. More often. What? Every morning. Tefillah's nidus at night. Tefillah of Zakor. This is the truma. So every day the Kohanim is go to the mikvah. In the houses of rich Kohanim, they excavate. You know, they find they all have mikvahs, right? Right now, yeah. To prepare it, even. Oh, either has a relationship to it's a stam a chumra ba'alma. Their machir go to the mikveh every day. That was their minute. That was their custom. So if she goes every day, she doesn't have to do a shampoo and comb her hair every day because it doesn't, from one day to the next, it doesn't get all tangled up. It is normal tangles. Okay. However, nida kohenes. Oh, kohenes who's a nida, chofevis v'sarekas, she's got to do chafifa and sirika. Right? She has to chafifa and sirika. Before going to the mikveh, shlo tachlur benida lenida, in order not to see between a nida and another nida. Avachol shlo lachlur ben bir lebir. Here too, the reason why I would have to check the chutzir is not because it really needs to be checked, because I checked it to make sure there's no nosar hither too. Rather, it's in order to not draw the distinction between the chutziros. That's nice. Says more, but wait a minute. Tani Rang Gamliel Rabbi in Yuna. Gamliel's son Rabbi Yuna said, Kumi Rabbi Mona, Nida Shim of Sekas Koshiva, Kohenes Koshiva Chopevis Musarekas. Of course, the Nida has to do Chafif and Tzviko. What's the Kiddush? She didn't go to the mikvah for the last 7 days. She's a Nida, there's no Toelos in her going to the mikvah. There's no point. So therefore, it must be that it must be she didn't go to mikvah for those 7 days. So of course she has to do chafifa sriko. What's the chiddush? The question she has to do it, right? So it says, well, I'll tell you why. Tell you why it's a Kiddush. So when it goes to the mikra every day, it doesn't have to do it. So he said, you know what? That you're right. But I'm talking about even, or the Bryce is talking about even a shomer yom keneged yom nitzucha. A woman who's in the days not of nida but of ziva, and until she sees 3 days straight, so she's still considered to be a zava ktana, and she could go to the mikveh every day. And that we're saying that a shomer yom keneged yom has to check herself, be chofevus in tzarekus, and a kohenis who's in nida. It was a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. Even though she checked herself because of being a Kohen, not she checked herself, she went to the mikvah because she went to the, she is the wife of a Kohen, and she's going to eat Truma, and for that she should be exempt from having to check herself, because anyway she went yesterday. Nonetheless, in order not to draw the distinction between needles, we say that when she goes to mikvah, because she has some problem of ziva, so then she has to check herself and comb her hair beforehand as well. Okay, that's the low plug between a regular shomeres yom keneged yom was Israelis, and this shomeres yom keneged yom was the kohenis. Okay, they both have to check. When they're going to Toivo, because of their Nida state, meaning their Ziva state. All right, new case. Chore Abayis El Yoni V'Tachtonim, the holes in a house, both high up and low down, Vayatia and a mezzanine, V'Chadus, Chadus is usually called a deuce, a dugout, V'Aliyah, second floor, V'Gaga Abayis, the roof of a house, V'Gaga Migdol, and the roof of a tower or a warehouse, base at heaven, a hay storage hut, a barn for animals, domesticated animals, boats are shemen, boats are peros, and warehouses of oil and warehouses of fruits, and none of these have to be checked. Just leave them alone, they don't have to be checked. It says more, Nichol, you ain't even talking to him. Now, the Mashbiya, the Bnei Moshe says, El Yonim, I understand we don't have to check because they're too high up to put stuff in. But what about Tachtonim? Why did you have to check them? Maybe stuff fell in. So that's the way the Bnei Moshe understands it. The Mashbiya says questions also on El Yonim, on the upper ones. That the El Yonim, it says here, are potter. Why the El Yonim potter? I don't understand. Adam Ara lochashul in the fila. That if you're going to say you don't have to check the Yom Tachlon, it means we're not afraid something's going to fall in. Why aren't you afraid something's going to fall into? Forget about it. He doesn't use intention. Maybe something fell in. So it says, Ma'am Rabbi Yisrael said, Hipatashush name Suchin lochaisa. This story about where the two holes are very adjacent to the wall. And then it doesn't matter if they're below or above 10 fachim. Now, the Torah Eretz Yisrael changes the gear so here. Sharei Torah Eretz Yisrael. It changes the gear so. Which Elyonim are good? Elyonim above 10 fachim. Which Tachtonim are good? That people are not going to stick stuff in there. Tachtonim lamata me shlosha tfachim. See how it changes gears, so? So he says, over here, Tipata Shushnei Tzulukhasa, they're both coming out of the wall. Echol L'malu Me'asura, that's okay. That's the Elyonim, which doesn't require Bdika. Ve'echol L'malu Me'shloisha, but then to the ground, that doesn't require Bdika either. That's the way the Shari Torah Seretz Yisrael understands war. The conventional way of understanding war is that Rabbi Yosef is saying that since holes are very flush with the wall, so nothing could have fallen into them because they're not protruding, then anybody could have dropped something into them inadvertently. So says Gemara, well, if that's the case, Hada Avatir Chadus Hada Amrush Shel. I'm sorry, Avatir Chadus. All right, what about a dugout? a dugout, surely somebody could have fallen into there, right? Somebody walks by inadvertently, you know, drops something into the, not somebody, a child, drops some chametz into the dugout. Well, it drops to the dugout, right? Why don't you require bedikah on the dugout? A hole in the ground. So the baseball players wait for their at-bat. It's actually more, obviously more, in, you know, more of a hole than just a place for the players to rest. Okay?
Maybe the dugout is deeper than 10-12.
What?
The dugout is deeper than 10-12.
So what?
So it's
an interesting shot. Yerushalmi doesn't give that, I guess, because they want to cover all ground. Why not? I'll tell you why. Very Baabatish. Monsieur Atinakulayah, a child is afraid to walk there, because what might happen if he walks there? Fall in. So he's afraid to walk there, right? In the good old days, the kids were smarter. Okay? Yeah, Jewish kids are smarter. So maybe they still are. So in any event, so says, well, that's why not afraid somebody's going to fall here. The Chash Lomar Hashem, but he's bound these Gagel Chomet Shom. Maybe he won't come closer, maybe the Chomet's rolled into the bore. So he says, well, he bought there, but Chadush Yesh Lulavaz Baz. It's a dugout which has a rim around it, so nothing can fall in. The Gagel Habad, the roof of an Alapret, so the roof of a tower, does not require Bedika. Harder term we're going shlosha twa, that's why they're more than 3 talking about the ground. A man and goyim is shlosha twa, but they're not more than 3 talking about the ground. I guess because the building sunk into the ground and only the roof rises above the top, then they're not considered to be distinct, and therefore, in that case, karetim, they're like the ground, you have to check them. Now, the Shari Torah to Yisrael changes the girsa here. He says that if they're not 10 tefachim high, or it's going to be up to 10 tefachim, it's still shach to the person who's the what? Yeah, up to 10 tefachim, even more than 3 tefachim. Up to 10 tefachim, you have to check it because the person might use it. If it's less than 10 tefachim, he's not really going to use it because it's too low to the ground. So that's the Shari Torah Sitz Yisrael's Tikkun Gear. So usually when he makes a cream like that, he seems to have no riots. He just makes them unilaterally. But the Gemara itself is saying that if it's within 3 tefachim of the ground, then it's like the ground. Anything more than 3 tefachim is already off the ground because of love. Right. Okay? So it says Gemara, Ramona said, Vios, is this correct? Kena nu Amri? Is this a question? 1 second. No, it seems not to be a question, even though there aren't those campus, it is a question. But it means like this, Vios, and this is the proper way of doing it. Why can't we? Because we say, Hoda papyrus. I don't say exactly what papyrus is. They say it's like a jug which contains bones. Not bones, contains, bread. Look at the red dial. It's like a huge bread box. So he says, "Oh, my money bills can on me, my dad, my parents. If you look above, comma, lo te tzicha bedika. It must be true that which we said that requires bedika, if it's already something. It requires tikkun, there's something, some substantial chashash about it. Yeah. Right. The main point is that even if it's very tall, it requires tikkun. That's sort of the point we tried to make. Even so, which is a very tall object, requires tikkun because you could have well put bread into it. So therefore, he's saying that, he's sustained. I would say previously that if it's a mokum that you know it's the shtamish chometz, you have to make much more bedika. A perfunctory bedika is not sufficient. That's basically what we're saying. Tana Rishonim Leomer Mito Shichotzes B'Socha Bayis. If you have a bed or a sofa, which divides your half a house in two, Beita Avoy Munachi Tachter, and under the bed there's only sticks and stones. Bodik Tzarachitzi, you check the outer side of the bed. You don't check the inner side of the bed. Now, it's only when there's wood underneath. If there's no wood underneath blocking, then totally you gotta check the inside of the bed, lest the kid got into there too. We're afraid that the kid's gonna drop things. I'd say that a child got in there because the bed was not blocked underneath. There were no sticks and stones underneath it. So a child could have gotten in there. If they slum shami, he could bring chometz in. Right? So therefore, even if we have a case where if there's a bed inside the house, it's not considered to be hefsek unless there's no way a child could sneak under the bed and get to the other side. I guess we're not afraid he's going to sneak over the bed because then he's in public. Phrase going to sneak under the bread and take chometz with him, and that's why we have to do bedika on the other side. Okay? Martiv shel yayin tzarich bedika. If you have a wine cellar, it must be checked. Martiv shel shevet. If you have a oil cellar, ain't no tzarich bedika. It need not be checked. Ma bin yayin, ma bin shemen. What's between wine and oil? So yayin ain't lo keva. People go in there all the time to take. It has no set times. So people forget and bring in bread, even in the middle of the meal. Shemen yesh lo keva. Oil, you use a fixed amount before the meal. And don't go back in the middle to go get more oil. So therefore, in that case, we have no chashash. Okay? Otsar, a warehouse, bein shel yayin, bein shel shemen, whether if it's wine or oil. Let's skip a line. Okay, Otsar is a warehouse. Beit Shai, Beit Shem, Eilat Tzarech Bedika. Why is that? Because an Otsar is a warehouse. A Martev is a seller. You're more likely to take a piece of bread into the seller than you are into a warehouse. Says Yerushalmi, Yesh Martev Shuk Otsar, Otsar Shuk Martev. Oh, it's good. Eizu Martev. What's a Martev? Koshinosi Malachim Chotzer. Anything which is susceptible to having bread in it because it's in the chutzah together with everything else. It's a cellar, it's not a warehouse, it's not distinct from the rest of the field, right? Now, says where Martev, Yesh Martev Shukotzer, there's some Martevim, cellars which are like warehouses, Votzer Shukomartev, and warehouses which are like cellars. Martev Shuposh Lucho Besocho, a Martev where you're embarrassed eating it. So Areo Kotzer has a date of an Otsar because people don't normally eat this, so they have to check thoroughly. Ask thoroughly. Votzer she'enu bosh lo chomitocho. And the vice versa. If the there's a warehouse which is not embarrassed, right, you're not embarrassed to eat on the inside, then it's like Marty, you have to check it as well. Yesh Kotzer. Putting bread in, right? The Gemara is going to be consistent about that, right? The Gemara is going to be consistent about that. Yesh chotzer shukamavi mavikul shukachotzer. Now, in fact, this story about a cape to wear a woman has to cover her hair. She only has to cover her hair in a private domain, in a public domain, not a private domain. So if we can prove that the private domain extends out beyond the chutz, we should keep her hair uncovered further than her chutzir. So that's what Yerushalmi says. Yesh chutzir shuk mavi, mavi shuk chutzir. Some of us like a chutzir, and some mavi chutzir like a mavi. Chutzir shur rabbi bogim sochav. It's chutzir where the many people come. Harei kumavi, it's like a mavi. She has to cover her hair. Mavi shein rabbi bogim sochav. Even an alleyway where there aren't many people come through. Harei chutzir like a chutzir. She doesn't have to cover her hair. Now, that's the way it's written in Ksuvus, and that's the way the Kama Mefarshim also say it's brought down here because it's a similar. There are those who hold this way and those who hold that way, but really it's like to do with Pesachim. There are others who say, chief among them, the Gilui Hashas here, that Chotzer Shehareu Kemavui means you have a Chotzer where you don't have to do Bdikas Chometz because it's a public domain, even though you have private ownership over it. Where is that? Where many people come in. So like Rosh Hashanah, where nobody has the Chiyah B'dika, and vice versa. There's sometimes where Rosh Hashanah has the Chiyah B'dika. When is that? What? When does Rosh Hashanah have the Chiyah B'dika? I shouldn't say. The fewer people you can use it, the less chametz there is. No. Because we're not talking about picnics. Who just mentioned that before? Right? Yeah, I know you didn't use the word pick this way. He said, we're not afraid he's going to eat when he walks in, but he's going to drop a piece of bread. Right? So it's nothing to do with how many people come in and have their picnic lunches there. Right? So the thing is, who's going to miss the piece of bread or not? So therefore, if it has more... more people coming through, so it's more likely people are going to notice the piece of bread. Less people coming through, less likely people are going to throw nose to bread which is dropped. So whatever they want to say, that's a mavi, which has a lot of people's like, as a chutzir, a lot of people's like a mavi, you don't have to check. A mavi, which has few people's like a chutzir, you do have to check.
And if it has shifted from us, then it's more like Yishus HaYofid.
That's true. I don't think we've taken into account it all, though, but you're right. The shifted most makes Yishus HaYofid. Here's the Arabic. Says Gemara, V'chash Lamar, I don't stand. Why don't you have to check a martif? Don't you have to be we're concerned? Shema Bahami Machnisim Socho Chomet. Maybe the donkey drivers who carry the wine barrels brought Chomet into the martif too, right? Says Gemara, no. Ain't there a Bahami Lios Machnisim Socho Chomet Elimine Mesiko? They don't bring in Chomet, they bring in candy. Well, I don't know if it's really candy, I would say pickles. Because what do they want to do, these guys, the wagon drivers? They're goyim. They want to drink the wine. I don't know if they're goyim. But they want to drink the wine. So therefore, chametz and wine don't go together. Wine and cheese goes together. Wine and fruit goes together. So they're not going to bring in chametz. They're going to bring in wine. Okay? Hayetil farish. Why? They only bring aluminium batikos shein boikim b'sayov because they make the wine, they enhance the wine, and cause the wine to taste better. Hayetzi l'farish, somebody goes on a trip. Kodim shloshim yom, before more than 30 days away from Pesach, ein hatzorach livdok, he doesn't have to check. B'sayov shloshim, if he's within 30 days of Pesach, tzorach livdok, he's got to check. We had this all in the Bavli. Hada tein b'sheish b'dayt l'lasar, that's all he has in mind to come back before Pesach. But if he doesn't have mind to come back before Pesach, even if he leaves more than 30 days before Pesach, he's got to check. Now, I just typed up the carbonator that even if he knows he's not coming back for Pesach, he still has to check. Right? But the Bnei Moshe says, he's going to come back for Pesach, but he's not going to come back till the last moment. And then he's not going to have time. So if he knows he's not coming back, he for sure has got to check before he goes. Even if he thinks maybe I'll come back, he still has to check before he goes. And, right? And even certainly even though he's not coming back at all, until that's the one he has to check right now before he leaves. Says the Gemara, Hodet Tamar B'sheyesh B'daito L'achzor. Or just that. U'v'safek, and this is all talking about with safek. Now the question is what the safek's going on. So the two pshatim and the safek are that it's going on the chametz, whether it's safek chametz or bade chametz. And the other pshat is that the suffix is going on whether he checked or didn't check. Right? No, I'm sorry, whether he's coming back or not coming back. That's the B'nai Moshe shot. Whether he's coming back or not coming back is the suffix. So let's see that inside.
Last thought
of
the Gemara was about whether he's
coming back. Right, so it says, no, it's good, it's fine, it's fine. Well, the suffix, then we have the contingencies of before 30 days, after 30 days, whatever the case may be. Avo bivade, but he's definitely not coming back, again, according to B'nai Moshe, so immediately before Pesach, then tzorich livdok shema yimolech v'lo yachzor. Then he has to. I skipped again. Ubisufik avo vevada. I feel him Rosh Hashanah. He's definitely not coming back to the last moment. He has to check even if he leaves Rosh Hashanah time. So whenever you're going to come again, this is going to be named Moshe. Going to come, even if you don't come back, you still have to check before you leave. So chibadika. Okay, Moshe says Yushami old bittel doesn't work for Machomet's mamish, so therefore you have to check. I say the Pnei Moshe Korban Eda. Korban Eda says bittel doesn't work for Chomet's bein and Yushami, so therefore you have to check. If you're vada not coming back, you for sure have to check before you leave. The Pnei Moshe holds that bittel does work even according to Yushami, and therefore he says the vada means if you're vada not coming back till Erev Pesach, then you have to check before you leave Rosh Hashanah time. Okay? Am I conveying the difference between Korban Eda and B'nai Moshe adequately? Korban Eda holds that the checking is even when you don't intend to come back for Pesach. B'nai Moshe holds the checking is when you intend to come back for Pesach, but at the last possible moment. And then you have to check before you leave, depending on when you leave and what exactly your plans are. Okay? Now we come to very famous Gemara. Oh, we're not yet. Says Mar Rabbi Bava, feel yesh b'daito lachzor. Even if I might come back, tzarich livdok. You have to check. Shemli yomolech v'lo yachzor. So maybe you won't come back. Going to Korban Eda, maybe you won't come back at all. Going to B'nai Moshe, maybe you won't come back the last possible moment. By which time it's too late to do b'dikas chametz. Now, very famous Gemara. Hakol ne'manim al bir chametz. Everybody's believing on bir chametz. Afilu noshim, afilu avodim. Even women, even slaves. Rabbi Yemeshim, Rabbi Seira, leis kanafilu nashim. Two pshatim. One pshat leis kanafilu nashim means don't include women. They're not believed on bdikas chametz. The other pshat is don't say afilu on women. Don't denigrate women that way. Right? You can say afilu avonim are believed, but say afilu women are believed. It's not nice. Special women are believed. Eid echonem and bisurin. Now, two pshatim in the next line, too, on this basis. Nashim atzmon hein ne'monos. Women themselves are believed. Neshein atzios because they're lazy. They both go kosher, and they check little by little. According to Mashbiach and others, it's a typo. Shebein nashim atzon ein ne'monos. They're not believed. Why are they not believed? Because they're lazy bums. They're not going to check properly. They check slowly, slowly. The other pshat is nashim are atzonei ne'monos, they're believed. That's because and it's not an afilu, it's partially their belief, because they're better than men. Atzilos means they're slow. Slow means they're meticulous, and they check every nook and cranny. Kosher means every small part. That's the Mirish shot in the Gemara. Mirish, big feminist. And the Mirish says, anybody who learns differently doesn't know how to learn Gemara. It's an amazing statement by the Miri. Now, almost everybody else does something different. But the thing is like this. The thing is, he had a third shot. The Aruch HaShulchan Aruch the Meir HaMayim says that this is the answer. It's a question answer. Rabbi Yirmi asks, why did you say Afilu? It's partially she's believed, right? Because it's a Ranta. Women is always believed. The answer is, you might say here they're not believed because they are lazy. And they do check very slowly. That's why the Yerushalmi is saying, Avo bich afilu nashim. Even though here they're slow, nonetheless we do believe them. So there are all sorts of pshatim here that we don't believe them, and Atzilus is why. That we do believe them, and Atzilus is why. That we do believe them, despite the fact that they're Atzilus. All three pshatim. Okay?
Change Shehein
You can do that too. You can change the Shein Atzilus to Shein Atzilus. Sure, you show me, anything goes. It goes, certainly goes, no times. Now, Kutim, the Samaritans. Calls much osi matzos and misol, as long as they make matzah with Jews, they have money made out of beer chomets, they're believing beer chomets. Most of Shartim here learn, the conventional way of learning that is that as long as they participate with us in mitzvah matzah, so we know they're makbid on Pesach, so we trust them. The card Lieberman rings out a different shot, beautiful shot. So as long as they make Pesach the same time of year as we do, because they have a different calendar. So it means whenever they make Pesach at the same time we do, then they're believed. Okay? Says Gemara, they don't make their matzah Jews either literally or figuratively. They're not believed. When are they believed? They bought them in their houses. It's not believed on courtyards. They're suspect. You don't can't find chametz in your houses, but lo b'chatzoseichem, that does not include courtyards, you may find chametz in your courtyard that it's permissible. Tana Shungamil, Oimer, Shungamil says, kol mitzvah shakutim nagim ba, any mitzvah the kutim keep, medakim ba, yes, mitzvah, they're frumer about it than the Jews. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Shimon said, hada the tamer, that was true very shiny originally. Shimon shukoyim b'kufrneon. Gorvay says, lo shukoyim b'kufrneon means when they lived in their own villages. They're Meshuka, they dwelt with Kafrnan in their own villages, they were not assimilated. Once they got assimilated, they lost their trustworthiness. It's Korbanay's trap. The Moshe's snapshot, I don't think it's true, but it's certainly more creative. It says, when they're Meshuka and they're Kfila, when they're involved in their Kfila, because at least they were from Kaifrin, right? They were Kaifrin, but they were from about it. Now they're not even from about their Kfira anymore, you can't trust them at all. Okay? Shelem lo mitzvah lo shiori mitzvah. They have no mitzvahs nor any vestige of mitzvahs. Chashudim hei mukul kolim hei. They're suspect and they are ruined. Okay, sholim bilchus ha Pesach should be bi Pesach. You learn the lochus of Pesach on Pesach. Hilchus teres lochus of Shavuos on Shavuos on Teres. Hilchus chag b'chag lochus of Sukkos on Sukkos. Beis Abad and Beis Medrash. You prepare sholim kolim shalosh you already prepared 30 days before. Rav Shigal Meir Shtei Shabbos is 2 weeks. Asked Rabbi Yon Rabbanan, Rabbi Yon gave a drush like Rabbanan, the Chavrayah Krim Shigal Meir, this is in the Bavli as well. Om Rabbi Yon Tameh, the Rabbanan, Shkei Moshe Meir Pesach Rishon, Family Milchus Pesach Sheni, Ram Moshe stood on Pesach Rishon, Don Pesach Sheni, which were 30 days before. The Chavrayah Krim Shigal Meir, Shkei Moshe Meir Rosh Chodesh, Family Milchus and Pesach. Chavrayah, just Shigal Meir, then Moshe stood on Rosh Chodesh, and continue to do the halachos of Pesach. Okay? We'll stop here. It's too bad. It's the 7th tomorrow.